What's going on, guys? Today is Friday, September 16th, 2022. Hope you're having a great Friday. Guess what? You're going to have a better weekend because I'm saying so. I'm willing it. I'm manifesting it. I am praying for it. I've been praying for it for myself for every day to get better. Hasn't been working, so I'm going to try and pray for you guys. Maybe that's what I got to do and start praying for others. Maybe that's my selfish problem. Anyway, today's episode, I know there's a lot going on right now, right? Martha's Vineyard, we know the illegals are being transported to National Guard camps or whatever, National Guard bases. I heard a rumor about a bunch of senators are trying to sue Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, saying it's whatever you want to call it. It's kidnapping, all kinds of crazy nonsense. I don't want to talk about that because that's kind of outrageous. And in my mind, a lot of the times, what they're showing us on the news, like I've been saying on this podcast, what they're showing us on the news is really not what's happening behind closed doors. They're showing us one thing because something else is happening behind the scenes, and we don't know what that is. But I'm not sure what that is, and if I do find it, I'll let you guys know. But right now, this episode I want to talk about, this story I want to talk about in this episode, rather, is about a hacker. A hacker who I didn't even hear about, and this took place yesterday. This guy hacked Uber, or this person hacked Uber. And I work with Uber, and I had no clue that this happened. So, a hacker claiming to be 18 years old breached Uber's computer network Thursday, prompting the app Hail to shut down its company's system after the cyber attacker barraged employees with obscene images and messages. What do you think he sent? Well, I can only imagine, right? Uber workers were confronted by images of a male private parts, aka dick pics. Lots of dick pics being sent your way, Uber. Ironically, Uber is receiving a message, right? Uber may be ride sharing, another kind of ride. This guy's penis. Anyway, the message said, and also messages that said things like, quote, "fuck you dumb wankers," quote. That's according to an engineer at the Yuga Labs named Sam Curry, who communicated with the hacker. The tech company has asked law enforcement to investigate the hacker, identified only by the Telegram handle Teapot. So those of you who are on Telegram, I guess look him up. His name is Teapot. T-E-A, second word, P-O-T. Teapot. There was no indication that transport company fleet or vehicles or its operation was in any way affected. But the problem is if he's able to hack in, what information was he able to get out? I mean, there's a lot of personal information on there. People's addresses, people's homes, people's credit card numbers, people's bank accounts information, right? A lot of people, celebrities use Uber, so is he able to retrieve this kind of data and find their homes? Or where they're going to? Or is that something he'll be able to search through if he downloads the database at home and he'll be able to find out that celebrity A at 2 a.m. went over to celebrity B's house at 2 a.m.? I don't know. I guess we got to wait and see. Anyway, one employee says that instead of doing anything, a good portion of the staff was interacting and mocking the hacker because they believed that someone was just playing a practical joke. But after being told to stop going on a software called Slack. So Slack is like a communicating software that's in-house. So in every company, you could have like an in-network messaging system where only the people in the building could use Slack. So the software called Slack, they were told not to go on Slack and not to communicate with this person, Teapot. But it goes on. The hacker ends up gaining control of the account through HackerOne, which is a firm that helps companies work with security researchers, which pretty much gives them full access to Uber, according to the New York Times. And apparently, it's a complete compromise of the system. What they're reporting is they're saying that includes obtaining complete access to the Amazon and Google-hosted cloud environments where Uber stores its source code and, this is what I was afraid of, and the customer freaking data. Customer freaking data, man. Customer data. That's everything. That's addresses. That's emails. That's phone numbers. That's times. You know, when did you go? When did you order? How much was your total? What did you... If you ordered Uber for someone else, what's their name, where they live? Like, that's not good. Teapot was able to infiltrate the system by sending a worker a text claiming to be from the company's IT department and convincing them to share their password. Classic move. Classic move. Can you believe this? 18-year-old, he's claiming to be. I announce I am a hacker, and Uber has suffered a data breach, the message said, according to, again, the Times. He sent this message. Once he was inside the Uber system, he accessed Slack and was able to send the message throughout the entire staff to let them know. Again, the message he sent out was, I announce I am a hacker, and Uber has suffered a data breach. Uber employees initially, again, thought it was a joke, and instead of doing anything, they thought it was just a joke, so they just started mocking the person. Bad move. According to the insider Curry, he said that he spoke to several Uber employees who said they were, quote, working to lock down everything internally, restrict the hacker's access, including the company's Slack internal messaging network. I said it was internal. And here goes the memo, quote, urgent, all Uber employees should stop using Slack until further notice. We are working to resolve an issue and will send additional updates. He said there was no indication that the hacker had done any damage or was interested in anything more than just publicity. The hacker, again, had alerted the person, Curry, and other security researchers to the intrusion by using an internal Uber account to comment on vulnerabilities that had previously identified on the company's network through its bug bounty program, which pays ethical hackers to identify vulnerabilities. So he hacks in and he goes, listen, here's all the problems. Is he really a bad person? As long as he didn't copy or download anything, is that really a crime? I guess it's a crime because he obtained access illegally. The saboteur also says that Uber should pay their drivers more. Wait a minute. I like this guy. Something about him. At first, I was not with him. I was not on his side, not on his team. But something he said is just very profound and very, very, very patriotic and very, very, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, humanitarian? Where was I? Oh, yes. The saboteur also said that Uber should pay their drivers more. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I like this guy. Something about him. Can do no wrong, in my opinion. The hacker provided a Telegram account address and... Wait. The hacker provided a Telegram account address and Curry and other researchers then engaged them in a separate conversation, sharing screenshots of various pages from Uber's cloud providers to prove that they broke in. The Associated Press attempted to contact the hacker, at the same Teapot Telegram account, but no one responded. That sucks. One screenshot posted on Twitter and confirmed by researchers showed that a chat with the hacker in which they say they obtained the credentials of an administrative user and then used social engineering to access Uber's internal network. Again, we are in touch with law enforcement. It said it would provide updates on its Uber communications. And this is not the first time Uber has been hacked. I did not know this. Uber suffered another crippling hack in 2016 and also lied and covered it up. They didn't lie here. They just didn't tell you. Here, in 2016, they just lied. In that instance, the hacker stole the information of nearly 600,000 riders and drivers and then extorted $100,000 out of the company in exchange for the data. Did not know that, guys. 2016, I guess we got to look into that. 2016, the Uber company said that hacker stole the information of nearly 600,000 riders. Wow. And drivers and extorted $100,000 in exchange for the data. Uber cybersecurity chief at the time was fired afterward and charged with obstructing justice for not disclosing the breach to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. So what do we gather from this? We gather that even the hackers see that I need to get paid more. That's what I'm getting from this. The hacker Teapot, who I've never met, I would love to meet, says that I should get paid more. And do I agree with that? Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. I think I do deserve to get paid more. I mean, if everything else goes up, right? Inflation goes up, gas prices go up, everything else goes up. Shouldn't I get paid more? McDonald's salary goes up. This person's salary goes up. They get paid more. Mine's the same. Gas prices go up. My wallet goes down. I don't know. Uber's wallet goes up. The company's wallet goes up. This guy's onto something. I like this teapot hacker guy. Again, I only like him because if he didn't... Now, if he stole a person's information, any credentials, and he holds it for ransom, this and that, or he leaks all people's like personal data, then I don't like him. But his statement is very accurate that the driver should get paid more, especially drivers who are still dealing with somewhat of a pandemic. We have people coming into the car. I don't know what diseases they're carrying, right? I have no clue. They're coughing and sneezing and drinking and whatever in the back there, or sometimes passenger seat. And I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what they're doing, or what they've been doing, or what they will be doing. And what could that do to me? And my health matters. I should get compensated justly for that. But it is what it is. I'm very peaceful. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to work in this country, to work in a country where I can do a job like Uber and can record a podcast and can post on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show and post a TikTok every day at CJ Bronson Show on TikTok and have an amazing t-shirt store with all kinds of merch, from hats to shirts to sweatshirts, all kinds, with free shipping, great quality, affordable pricing, and shipped right here. Good old United States. Printed and shipped right here. Proud of that. Now, would a little bit of extra money help me? Hell yeah, it would help me, man. You think I'm doing all this stuff for fun? I'm trying to get paid, too. It's only fair. I'm saying at least I'm providing stuff. I'm providing some kind of entertainment. I'm providing clothes. I'm providing, you know, services. I should get paid for my services. Some people may not want that. Maybe some people just want a handout. Back to the immigration situation we're having at the border right now. Are these people really fleeing from refuge? Are they really trying to, you know, are they really trying to go for a better life, or are they just trying to go get money? I don't know. There's once, you know, on one hand, you could say, okay, they're suffering where they are, and they need help. And on the other hand, they're just looking for money. And I understand both sides, because I am, sometimes I feel like I'm on both sides. I'm looking for help, and I'm looking for money. So I kind of see both sides. But there is a process. And it's a very important process with background checks and all that good stuff that they had in place. But they decided to just open the borders. Now all these poor border towns are taking in these immigrants, these illegals, and they're having to suffer with feeding them, clothing them, taking care of them financially. The federal government is not paying them. Now if the federal government wanted to send money to these border towns and cover the cost of such expenses, that's a different story. But they're not doing that. Also, they're not vetting these people. So we got murderers, rapists, and all kinds of crazy people coming into the border. We don't know what they've done, and we don't know what they've been doing or will be doing. And if that's not enough, instead of just leaving them in the border towns, randomly, the Biden administration will ship them or fly them, rather, boat them or bus them, fly or bus them, sorry, to other states like Florida. Some instances, New Jersey. That's kind of messed up in my mind, in my opinion. They have the money to do that, but they don't have the money to give the housing or the allowances to the border towns who could use the money to maybe build facilities or build, or just use the money and close the border. Or use the money you're sending to Ukraine and Taiwan and all these other places, use that money and fix the border. Or shelter these people, or build houses in Mexico for these people. You have the money to send overseas, but you don't have the money to send across the southern border, or to the border, which I think is very strange, and it kind of gives you an idea of where this administration is going. And where this administration is going, in my opinion, is not well. They are planning to flood this country with illegals, hoping that these illegals will be able to vote somehow. Maybe they'll just pass a law saying they can vote now, you know, and same with criminals, and they can all vote, and they're assuming they're going to vote blue. But I know a couple of illegals firsthand who looked me right in the eye and said, listen, we got to close the border. This is crazy. And they're illegal too. not anymore. At one point they were, but they went through the proper channels, the paperwork, they got married, yada, 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 and they're great people. I love her. Everyone I talk to, great people. But they went through the proper channels, they did everything right by the book. These people are not doing that. And they're expecting a handout, and they want more and more handouts, more and more handouts. So I don't feel bad for them. Because at some point, Americans are going to say, where's our handout? You're giving stimulus checks to foreign countries, to foreign people. Where's our handout? Inflation's through the roof. We're still struggling. Is that fair? I don't know. Think about that this Friday. Think about that when you use Uber, man. Is your driver really making as much as you think he's making? Is your information really safe? This is the second breach now. Again, I don't know. I'm not saying Lyft is any better. I don't know. I'm just saying it's interesting. If one hacker can do this and cripple the company, basically, they could. If everything goes digital, couldn't that happen with everything? If your electric car gets hacked, if you're let's say they get rid of cash. Now everything's digital. Stores get hacked. Now you can't shop here. The charging station gets hacked. I don't know. Maybe digital is not the way, guys. Maybe we should go back to being, analog ways. I mean, I'm fine with that. I like manual stuff. I'm just saying, sometimes easier is easier. Anyway, think about that this weekend. Be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. As always, like I always said, you've got to be alert. And this month is going to be one of the roughest months. There are rumors that next Friday, September 24th, crazy shit's going to happen. I don't know exactly what, but this month, I'm worried about this month. We're very close to the midterms. Who knows what's going to happen? Be alert, be safe, be ready for anything. Have supplies on deck, food supplies, water supplies, everything, right? Anyway, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. I love y'all. Bye-bye.